Hey, good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian. And together we're voices of soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. My website, jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation, and I've got a ton of tools out there to help you grow. So while you're out there, sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you a free membership to the online InnerSpeak cards. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years of experience, intuitive holistic healer for the past almost 20 years with over 25 different modalities, although now I have a couple more that I'm going to be adding to it. So my joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me. You can also take advantage of the special that Jean and I offer for a half hour. We double team, so we offer you what we're doing online during the show, but we do it for half an hour, so you get a lot more information, and it's a lot more personal and private. So take advantage of that. We'll be talking about it more throughout the show. All right, so I thought we would continue our conversation about intimacy. That's important because intimacy is really what everybody's thinking about as we are in the summer months, having a better relationship or creating a new relationship. So I thought we would continue that conversation. If you have questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know so that we can offer the best guidance and clearing to assist you with that. It's hard when you come in with instant feedback just because, you know, we don't have you to ask questions. But so be nice and clear. All right. So intimacy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it's interesting that this morning I had to go into town, and when I was coming back up onto the mountain, I had this sort of hit about intimacy, and it occurred to me that one of the things that most of us don't think about when we're trying to figure out, you know, intimacy and relationships and such as that, is that we forget the role that boundaries play. Mm. With intimacy. So I thought maybe I would throw that out there as an aspect of intimacy we might want to look at. You know, some people it's not an issue for. People who don't come in with a life lesson of, having weak or non-existent boundaries, they're able to, I think, find intimacy both with themselves and others maybe easier.
Right.
But, boy, you know, people who are impasse like you and me,
had to create boundaries. It's interesting. I'm doing training for the last 7-8 days now on looking at the three brains. So from the heart level brain, the gut level brain, and obviously the head level brain. But you know, we do really. Boundaries is a big thing, and boundaries actually come from our gut, which is really fascinating because the gut's all about protection. But as soon as we have a broken heart or something that starts at the heart, the gut is very, very quick to actually set up these boundaries. And it's fascinating because a lot of people are really dissociated from some of the stuff. I've been really finding it very exciting because it just opens up some more doors, and it really does allow you to come from a place where you can maybe be a little bit more empowered to look at some of the boundaries you created and why you created them and where they came from. So boundaries is beautiful, Jean, because it's really all about what's happening inside ourselves. And whether we know it or not, we've all created boundaries, especially with our heart, because we all came from that place of being, our first love, you know, that open, expansive, and thinking that, you know, no one or anything could come in between us, and then, you know, something happens, it ends, and, you know, they typically always end. We've all had the experience of the puppy mm-hmm. love and the first love and how our heart was broken, and so that the gut level, the gut brain, you know, is there to protect us for that, and it does a really good job. So sometimes we don't know how to get in contact with that, and that's kind of what I've been learning about. So it's really kind of nice leadway into what I've been doing. But yeah,
you know, that's really interesting. I never realized that boundaries started with the gut brain.
Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, in fact, I didn't even know the gut had a brain.
Exactly. In fact, the gut brain is is the same size as a cat and dog's brain. So it's actually much larger than the heart brain with regards to neurons and neural pathways. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we spend a lot of time talking about our heart and our head. Yeah, most people don't even know that we have a gut brain.
So where is it a physical thing?
It's actually the entire, it's the entire digestive tract. So it starts at the mouth and comes out the other end. I mean, that's the entirety wow. of the gut. Yeah.
You know, that's just fascinating yeah. because it really ties in with a lot of the stuff that I'm theorizing on myself about how our organs and glands all play a very specific role, in creating our reality.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you were mentioning how we, you know, we have these things that happen with first love and puppy love, but, you know, they happen in the last love, too.
Of course they do, but we always learn from our, you know, earliest experiences, so how our parents related to each other and how, you know, what happened to us in the first experience. But, yeah, we totally, I mean,
it's a process, isn't it?
Well, the interesting part of what I've been learning with this heart brain is we start with 120,000 neurons, but as we age, depending on whether we use the heart and or whether we start shutting it down, we actually, a lot of older people actually only have access to 30,000. Now, we can build new neurons, but that's the piece where, you know, if the gut starts protecting, we start shutting down even the neurons that are in our heart because we're not using them. So it's a very interesting thing about how we start, you know, closing it down and actually not having the access that we really even want.
Wow. Wow. That's all new material for me. I love this.
Me too. So excited about it.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Now, where are you exactly studying this?
It's in Toronto. It's actually two of the co-hosts that I've had on my show on a Wednesday show. Marvin Oka and Grant Susilu from Australia are actually the developers of this fascinating technology. Grant has all the science background, and I mean, he has it all. And Marvin kind of comes from the more the behavioral and the processes and, you know, the kind of the NLP background. But it's really fascinating how it all sort of comes together.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very
been interesting.
Good. Well, so back to relationships and boundaries, you know. One of the things that I think I realized this morning is that unless you have clear definition of your boundaries, you know, then you're bound to screw up your relationships.
Yeah.
It's a given.
Yeah.
You know, so the first thing, well, not the first thing we have to do as far as intimacy is concerned, you know, because that's really going to be intimacy with yourself has to happen first. But then that intimacy has to grow to a place where you understand where you stop and where the rest of the world starts.
Yeah.
You know, so that you don't end up giving yourself away in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've done for low these many years, you know, maybe even up to the last one that I had was the first relationship where I didn't lose myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and become more them than me.
Yeah, and that's really common, I think, with both women and men that we want to, you know, and we even talked about this very interesting honeymoon period, and there's a correlation between when a mother connects with a child through breastfeeding and the hormone that's produced, the oxytocin, mm-hmm. and how relationships have an oxytocin. It's the same 18 months, give or take 6 months. So a lot of times the honeymoon period lasts for 2 years because we have all this oxytocin that we're sharing, and it's this way to bond together. And so that's what we do, is that we do sort of open ourselves up and become the other person because of this way that we're bonding together, and that after a certain period, the oxytocin levels start to fall away, and we actually stop stop the bonding process. So then we have to create new ways. And so that's why a lot of relationships stop at the either year mark or at the 2 year mark, and sometimes right at the 18 months. But a lot of times that happens because we've lost that hormone that was being produced that sort of kept us in.
Wow.
It's been fascinating learning.
That just makes so much sense that you say that, because the last relationship that I was in, right about that 18-month mark, I looked around and I thought, whoa, what in the heck was I thinking here, you know, and had to end it.
Yeah.
You know, so, but you know what, speaking of ending one segment and starting another one, it's time for us to take a break.
Nice.
So, when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about intimacy, boundaries, and relationships. And Lori and I will be happy to provide you with readings and clearings. So call in now. The number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
We'll be right back.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean Adrian and myself, Lori Houston. We're talking about intimacy and, you know, maybe some of the boundaries that we've created or haven't created, and how that may affect us and impact us in our relationships. But we are open to, you know, whatever you want to talk about. And if you have questions, we are here to assist you, to guide you, to offer some healing that may occur or some clearing that may occur. So give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and send feedback and just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting, so that we can assist you the best way we can possibly offer. All right, so we do have our first instant feedback from Nicole. The comment that she comes up with is that she's been praying for a lot of financial freedom and wanted to know if we saw anything in store for her in reference to that. So, I mean, the first thing I wanted to mention, both Jean and I sort of concurred on this, is to look at the word praying, to maybe look at the understanding of what praying means. And maybe, you know, one of the things is that we put prayers out, and, you know, you may also want to look at how you're referencing the prayer that you're sending out. But we put prayers out, and quite often we forget to listen. So just, you know, be kind of aware of what's going on. And, you know, there may be synchronicities, there may be you know, there may be different parts of you that are wanting to listen to this, or maybe come up with some new ideas. You know, our mind can be extraordinarily creative when it's in its highest expression, but we have to engage the heart first. We also have to let the gut, you know, feel like it's safe to do that. And then the mind can go and create all sorts of possibilities. So there's lots of things there, Nicole, that I would say to sort of be open to, and to definitely start listening for your own inner responses, because everything comes from inside of us. And, you know, there are no answers outside of you or from anyone else that doesn't have to resonate first inside of you. So just, you know, think about that. Let that sort of settle in and see if you can come up with some of your own processes and allow your mind to come up with its most creative ideas, but do it from a heart place so that it's not about manipulation and control, which is often what we do when we're thinking about the law of attraction and how to bring that in. So financial freedom is, you know, it's a great outcome or goal. But, you know, you also might want to look at what financial freedom means to you, so that you have an understanding of really what that those words mean. Freedom is a beautiful word, but finances kind of bring in, you know, a lot of restrictions. So you're looking probably more at the restrictive aspect of it instead of opening up and allowing yourself. But, you know, I do see some stuff around this. You know, you're very intuitive, Nicole, and you can come up with some really creative ways to bring this in. But, you know, what will money bring you, or financial freedom? So just kind of look at the definitions that you have around this and where they may be coming from. I see that you're struggling a lot around this whole idea. You know, money doesn't bring you freedom. Financial freedom may or may not be what it is that you're actually looking for. So just kind of get a little bit clearer of what it is that you're wanting. And, you know, there's some actions that need to be taken that you need to sort of do. And I'm a big person on being, but there's some things that you need to sort of do to get those actions involved. And it may be moving or a different type of job. So just be aware that there's other things that can be influencing these definitions and what you're wanting. So, Jean.
Okay, so Nicole, this is a conception issue. This is something that happened at the point where you were actually conceived. And when I pull the setup card, it's really kind of interesting. The first setup card said arranged or no love marriage. I'm wondering if you were even conceived out of wedlock. And this the other setup card says servitude and felt powerless. So you came into a situation where you felt like you had no control. And what it did to your soul was it caused you to shut down inflow. So inflow is sex, money, and creativity. So this is the reason why you're having problems manifesting the money that you desire to create financial freedom. It actually goes back to your conception in this lifetime. And at that point, you came up with a stuck belief, and that belief is, I am separate from God and others. So no wonder you feel like your prayers aren't being answered if there's nobody out there to hear them. All right, so let's clear this away. You've got old stuck energy. There's two forms of it we need to liberate. One of them, these are thought forms that you're holding in your body and your field, and they just look like old gray, yucky, stuck areas of energy. So I want you to just close your eyes and look inside your body and out in your field and find all the old areas of stuck energy and ask God and the angels to take this junk to the light, because it acts, you know, as blocks on your energy and your ability to manifest. The second kind of energy that I'm seeing, the energetic debris, it looks like mirrors. And again, these mirrors, the ones that are facing away from you, keep the things that you want from getting into you. They act like a barrier, and they reflect the things you want back away from you. The ones that are facing you are the ones that are keeping your prayers from getting out so that they can be heard. So ask God and the angels to take all of those mirrors out of your body and out of your field. And finally, all this wounding is stuck in your second chakra, you know, the source of the sex, the money, and the creativity. So I want you to put your attention on your second chakra, and I want you to invite it to open and to release all the wounds that you've carried this entire lifetime that began at your conception. And ask your second chakra to heal itself and to balance its energy, male and female, so that you can begin to manifest what you want in your life.
Nice.
Yeah, and you receive blessings, Nicole. The first blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And the second blessing is release from overwhelm. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides.
Nice.
All right.
So I know that there's lots of people out there that are wanting some guidance. We do have another instant feedback, so we'll get to you, Lynn, shortly. But if you have some questions, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. And again, be really, really clear about what it is. The clearer you are, the clearer we're able to connect in with you, to offer you some guidance and some healing. And clearing. All right, so Lynn, we're not going to be able to complete this before break, but let's sort of look at it and start it. You're looking for an investor for your skincare business and wanted to know if we saw any, if we see you finding one. Okay. All right, so that's a pretty. I guess you're obviously looking for something in specific to assist you to begin this particular skincare business. So I'm taking it there's some money that's involved that may be out of your range. I guess part of what I'm sort of feeling immediately, Lynn, is, you know, is this really what you really want to do? Because usually, like, I'm not sure the integrity level of whether this is really, really something that you're wanting to do right now, or whether it's just something, you know, in the future that, you know, might be fun or might be, you know, something that you may look into. So just, you know, kind of be aware. I know when you're in a financial difficulty, it is, you know, hard to sort of see other possibilities and options. So clearly this is something that's sort of come to you in the last little while. But, you know, just be really open. There are other things. There may be something more immediate that you need to do, so to sort of start building up some finances so that you don't have to look for an investor. And there's so many options, but, you know, sometimes a skincare business can be a huge investment. And therefore, you know, is this really what you're wanting, or is there something maybe more immediate that you want to look at to create more possibilities? Because I'm seeing that there's been a lot of disappointment and heartbreak in the past. And I don't know if this is with other people you've tried to work with, or maybe that's why you're wanting someone just as an investor versus somebody as a partner. Although I'm thinking that maybe a partner would be somebody more beneficial for you. But you know what? It's time to go to break. So, Jean, why don't you take us to break, and we'll help Lynn with the rest of this when we come back.
Absolutely. So you're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com, and you can find Lori at intuitivesoul.com. While you're on my website, jeanadrian.com, be sure to sign up for my newsletter. I'll give you a free subscription to the online version of my Inner Speak cards. And after this break, we're going to be bringing you more readings and clearings, so call in now. The number's 248-545-7685. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com. Myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. We have a show every other Monday, so the second and fourth Monday of the month, on Mondays, and it's from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, you can, so Jean will be back with us. Let me just check on August the 12th. And, we're here ready to assist you with any questions you may have to help you. You can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in an instant feedback. Just be really clear so that we can guide you the best way we want, best way we can. Also, if you want to take advantage of our private special, that's for Sky listeners only. It's a half hour. Neither one of us do half hour in any of our work. So whether it's the clearing work that Jean does or the intuitive counseling that I do. So you get to take advantage of having just a half hour in much more personal and private, and we get into more in-depth information. So take advantage of that. It's only $75, and at our next break we'll tell you a toll-free number you can call to arrange that, or you can just go to either one of our websites and set that up, and we would be happy to assist you. All right, so right before break we were talking about Lynn and this business that you're wanting and this investor. I'm just really picking up, Lynn, that there's something more immediate that you need to do so that you can feel a little bit less pressure, but I'm just not sure at this point, at this time. There's definitely something new that you want to bring into your life, and I'm very excited about that. So there's new opportunities in business that will be coming to you, but I'm just not sure that right now at this time, and I know Jean's going to help clear some of this up for you, but at this time, whether, you know, getting into something that's so expensive that you need an investor is a really good place for you to start right now. But maybe in the future when you know you've cleared up some stuff and you know how to work with partners and stuff, it may be something that is coming. But right now what I'm picking up really a lot is that you do need to find a way to relate more in business or with personal relationships so that you can create sort of the dynamics to be able to have a partnership. I'm actually thinking that looking at a romantic partnership may be a nice way to sort of tie this in so that you don't have any of the problems that I see that is a big possibility if you start something right now. So I would, you know, do something else in the meantime to sort of get to, so you feel more comfortable with the financial constraints that are happening in your life, so you can bring some money in, work on some relationships, and maybe, you know, creating a romantic relationship and watch the dynamics and see how you relate to people. And because there's some big wake up that's going to be happening as you move into a relationship. So that seems like that's really the next phase that's going to be happening. There is new beginnings, you know, have trust, have faith that everything's going to sort of fall into place, but it's just, you got to work on whatever the disappointment is around, relationships and business and, that is sort of foreshadowing or sort of over, it's really a lot in your energy right now. So just to be aware. And I think Jean is going to assist you right now clearing some of that up.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when I pulled the InnerSpeak cards, for this one, what I found was an aspect of yourself in another dimension. It's a parallel life. And in this parallel life, this woman that is you in another dimension has actually created financial suicide for herself by going into a relationship that doesn't work. Literally what it says is arranged or no love marriage. But I'm getting it's a financial thing, and it led to financial suicide. What this has done to her soul was it's created burnout, exhaustion, and weariness. It's a struggle thing. And that's where you're connecting into this energy. So for you to invest in this business right now with an investor, you might, without doing this clearing, you might actually create the same thing, financial suicide. Her belief that you're carrying is, I have to struggle. to earn. It literally says to earn God's love, but to earn. I've got to struggle to earn. So we need to clear this. And what I want you to do is I want you just to take a moment and reach out and find this aspect of yourself in another dimension. In your imagination, I want you to connect heart to heart with this woman. And I want you to ask her, what can I do to help you? And then whatever she says, try to help her. And what I need you to do is I need you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive whoever this is that has suicided this relationship and that doesn't love her the way she wants to be loved. And then she needs to forgive herself because she blames herself. And she needs to forgive God for making her struggle to earn love. And the energetic debris that you're carrying in your body and your field that's blocking you from finding the things that you want in this lifetime, your stuff looks like mirrors as well. So what I want you to do is close your eyes and look inside your body and out in your field and find all those mirrors. And I want you to ask God and the angels to take them away, take them to the light. And you receive blessings from the angels for doing this work. The first one is a healing. Healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence so that you can go find a viable solution for yourself that doesn't involve bringing somebody in to rescue you because that would be a disaster. So it's gratitude that owns the clearing. Take a moment now and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides.
All right. So again, number to call us if you have any questions or want some guidance, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. We have another of instant feedback from Christy. Christy had a horrible car accident in 1991, and she was only 18. Luckily, she survived. She had many injuries and some that bother her still today, but seems that the accident made her change. She became more irresponsible and not herself still many years later. The question is, what was there a purpose to the accident regarding a past life, or was it so to signify anything? And so Christy, just right off the bat, what I'm picking up, I mean, there's always a reason for everything. And whatever the reason, you know, your soul or your spirit wanted to experience from this, it's you know, there's always a reason. Now, whether you're aligned and coming from, like, the highest congruency to understand, you know, probably not at this point. And, there's lots of things that we can do to assist you to come from a clearer place and understanding. And I know Gene will assist you with, you know, clearing some of the stuff and some of the reason why it happened. I'm not sure exactly what it means by you've become irresponsible as a result, but I know that a lot of people, you know, when they have a life threatening, or they may have had a near death experience, you do come from a different place after that, and sometimes it's very expansive and wonderful, and sometimes, it's added in a lot of layers of fear that may be blocking you. So those are just things to think about. But there's always a reason. And you know what? The interesting thing about it is we're never going to see the biggest picture as to why it may occur. And certainly someone outside of you is never going to come up with the bigger picture of why it came for you. I mean, this is something that you're probably going to have to come to understand yourself, because it's your soul that sort of created the experience for some or whatever reason. Some of the things I would think about, though, is, you know, what has it helped you grow or change in since it happened? Like, what sort of, you know, did it bring you to spirituality? Like, what sort of things happened as a result, and where did you kind of move towards? And the big thing about, are we evolving towards love? We de-evolving towards fear? Start looking at that, and maybe start looking at some of the reasons you can sort of step outside of the fear, step outside of the pain that that may have been created as a result of this accident. But definitely, I'm picking up that, you know, this was to shake the very foundation of your life, in that how you were dealing with things when you were 18 is not how you're dealing with them 20 years later. And it was to shake up that foundation. So some of the things that were going on, or the path that you were headed at as an 18-year-old, needed to be shaken up to assist you to move maybe towards some of the things you're wanting, but also towards what your soul's wanting. And with saying that, without getting into any more, why don't you take us to break?
All righty then. So this is our last break for today. I'm Jean Adrian. And if you like the work that Lori and I are doing today and you'd like to do it a little bit more deeply and more privately, then you can contact her, either me on my website or Lori on her website. Or when we come back from break, she's going to give you a number, an 800 number that you can call to schedule one of our special for Sky listeners sessions. It's a half an hour for $75, where you can really go a lot deeper than what we can do with you on the air. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about intimacy, and we'll give you some more readings and clearings. Call in now. The number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
I don't know, but I think I may be falling for you. Dropping so quickly, maybe I should keep this to myself. Wait until I know you better. I am trying not to tell you, but I want to.
I'm
spending all my time.
live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Voices of Soul, which we are with Jean Adrian from JeanAdrian.com. Myself, Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. We've been talking about the special that we have, so I want to give you now the information again. You can go to either of our websites and go to the contact and just let us know from either IntuitiveSoul.com or JeanAdrian.com. Or you can call my toll-free number, which is 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. I think probably we'll end this with Christy here. So Christy did get back to us, so she's not irresponsible now, although it didn't really answer the question about what was causing it or what was the irresponsibility around, but it's taken her a long time, all these years, which is like 22 years later, to get back to a little bit more to who she was. So I'm just going to say that what I keep feeling and what I keep getting from your soul is that you are on a path that was that your soul just didn't want you to be on. And it was a possible exit point. You could have left the planet at that time for whatever reason, but you chose to stay, which is good. It's much easier to work it out in this life. But now it's time for you to really solidify what you're really wanting to do now. Like, what do you really want? What's your wish? What's your greatest thing that makes your heart sing? And, you know, how can you move forward now? Given all the stuff that's happened, letting go of that stuff, and where do you want to go now? And really focus on what it is that you're truly, truly wanting, because that's the big piece that that really needs to come into play and really needs to come from your heart, you know, so that you're out of the protection mode. Get your gut to look at, you know, what is truly you, what you deeply need within yourself, and then allow the creativity and then, you know, coming from highest expressions of courage to move forward and compassion of your heart and creativity of your mind. But also, you know, start getting things in place, like start really thinking about where it is that you're wanting to go. And I know Jean can assist in clearing whatever it is that's sort of blocking you right now.
Yeah. And sweetie, this actually goes back to the auto accident, age 18. It came up, the source card was this lifetime, age 18. And what it says was going on, the setup cards, the first one says betrayal, lying, or lied to. The second one says loss of faith in self, others, and God. And what this did to your soul, this accident at age 18, was it left your soul feeling alienated and alone. And it left you with a stuck belief that others are better than I am. So here's what I want you to do, which is basically what Lori said. You're going to need to find the answer inside. And it's interesting how the cards have come exactly on that path. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to go back and find the girl that was you at age 18 before the car wreck. And I want you to ask her, what can I do to help you? And listen to what she says. Let her tell you what the purpose was, why she needed to manifest this car wreck and the pain and the suffering that you've done since then, because there was a reason for it. And then I want you to call in the beautiful angel Stamera. She's the angel of forgiveness. And I want you to ask Stamera to wrap her wonderful wings around this girl that was you at age 18. Help her to forgive. Help her to forgive herself or whatever was going on in her life. Help her to forgive all those involved in the circumstances around the accident. Help her to forgive God for allowing her to be so injured. Yeah. And then finally, I want you to allow her to give all of her anger and all of her fear to you. Put it in a big contractor trash bag. Tie it up and give it to that angel Stamera, and let Stamera take all that anger and all that fear to the light, because you're free. And you receive blessings for having the courage to call in and face this stuff today, Christy. So your blessings are courage, courage to follow your heart's command. And the second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. And it's gratitude that owns this. So take a moment now and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, to your guides. And we thank you for calling in today, because you know every time somebody gets a clearing and a help on this show, everybody who listens and hears it gets the same clearing and help. So thank you, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking about intimacy and looking at our boundaries, you were sort of given a lovely gift these last couple weeks of a new little man in your life.
I was, and he is such a good little boy, except for when he runs away.
Which is an interesting little thing that you might want to look at of whatever
you know, it's
mirroring.
I did a session on it yesterday morning on why I manifested these pets who run away and try to get themselves killed.
Right.
Suicide, you know?
Right.
So, because we don't want this one to commit suicide, because he's a great little watchdog.
His labs are so beautiful. I mean, you say he's not a purebred, but he certainly looks every bit like a lab that I've seen. So he's just the energy on him is, he's just so happy. He's so happy with you, Jean.
Yeah, and me with him too. And you know, I didn't want another dog. I was never going to have another dog. I was like tired of that responsibility, and you know, and I was enjoying my freedom for the last couple of months of being able to do and come and go as I wanted to. But it really has filled a place that was empty.
Yeah,
you know, here, and so it's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
It is.
Yeah, I just need a trainer out here to help me as I've been working with him, walking on the leash. But this dog is so strong. He's 55 pounds of muscle. And when he decides to go, he can literally pull me over. Right. And I can't keep up with him. You know, so I need to be able to walk with him, you know, because I love walking out in nature. But I need to be able to walk with him right by my side, you know, in a controlled manner.
Right. Well, luckily he's young enough that he's still trainable.
Yes.
You know, if he's still within the year, then this is a great time to have gotten him. And he's trainable, so that's nice. But it looks like our show is about to close.
We are, yeah. I want to thank all the listeners for being with us today. This has been a great show, and I think we've covered a lot of ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait for two more weeks to be able to be back with you, Lori, and do this again.
Me too, always.
Absolutely. So everybody have a great rest of this week, and stay in joy, stay in peace, stay in love. Ciao.
Ciao.
You are not alone. There are angels.
Sky Radio, powered by CBS, and we will see you next time.